studio. Thank you, Brandon. We have Tricia Purdon with the Montgomery County Action Council. Tricia, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, of course, we have a lot to talk about here today. A couple of things actually opening back up. You might have heard K-State, the extension agent, just allude to it in the program we just played. But the PPP, and let's see if I get this one right, I think it's the EIDL. Is that correct?
The Economic Injury Disaster Loan.
And both those are opening up soon.
Yes, they open up today at 10:30 in the morning, actually. So we have heard from countless businesses that said, well, I got my application submitted, but I never got a loan number, which means it was submitted, but it wasn't approved in time before the funds ran out at the last round. So the great news is at 10:30 this morning, your bankers will be able to submit your loan application that you submitted for the PPP and be able to get you some funding. It was an interesting situation, and we kept hearing from all of our organizations where Montgomery County Action Council is an SBDC office. And so we have constant communication with the SBA. And so they kept telling us they're going to run out of money. They're going to run out of money really fast. So we encouraged everyone to get their applications in for the PPP. And unfortunately, just like they said, they did run out of funds. But we're really excited to see that the funds were added again. Mm-hmm. And one of the groups that really fell through the cracks in the last round were our sole proprietors, because they didn't open it up with the CARES Act until the Friday before they ran out of funding. So basically, all of our sole proprietors got 3 days to apply for funding versus everybody else had almost a week and a half. So in total, we had about 9 days to get all those PPP applications in before they ran out of funds. So I'm really hoping our sole proprietors can get their funds in under the PPP program now.
All right. And just to make sure, do they have to apply once again, or are there applications that they already submitted still on file for that?
If you did not get a loan approval number, I would just check in with your bank, make sure that you're in the queue and ready to go. But if your banker says, you know, we're submitting today or we're submitting as soon as we can, you're good to go.
All right. And so how about that EIDL? Because I've heard about the PPP. I've kind of heard that people allude to it a couple times, but I haven't heard a whole lot about this EIDL. So kind of explain that one to me.
Yeah, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And if you own a business, if you run a small business of any size, this one really is advantageous because it's a typical small business loan, except for it is for 6 months of your operating expenses. PPP is for 2.5 months. EIDL is for 6 months. And the EIDL is a 3.75% interest. Unless you're a nonprofit, then it's 2.75% interest. And it also has a forgiveness aspect. And that people keep forgetting that one. It's basically $1,000 per employee, up to $10,000. So if you have 7 employees, you get $7,000 automatically forgiven. And you get those funds really fast, 3 to 5 days. And then if you have 11 employees, then you still get $10,000 forgiven. That makes sense.
All right. So essentially it's designed to maybe help some of these smaller businesses that may have, you know, about 5, 6, 7 employees, mm-hmm. and really kind of stay on their feet and stay open despite the closed business.
And it's a really great term. I mean, if you think about it, a 30-year term at 3.75% interest, you just about can't get a loan that way, even if we were not in a crisis. So if a business has been doing really well and they're thinking, okay, here's my opportunity to get some additional funds to do some work that we're wanting to do, this is a great option. It's for all operating expenses. Mm-hmm. So you can also double dip. So you can apply for EIDL, which is directly through the SBA, and a PPP. You just can't count your payroll, mortgage interest, and utilities that you put on the PPP in your EIDL. So your EIDL, basically, you could apply for 3.5 months of your payroll, mortgage interest, and utilities, and then put 2.5 months on your PPP, and you wouldn't be double dipping, but you can get your maximum amount of loan possible to help your business during this time.
All right, and so you can apply for both.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And so, of course, you also said, whenever we kind of just threw you on here without a whole lot of preparation, but you said you also had some good news today. Why don't you go ahead and share some of that?
Yeah. So we worked with, I mean, of course, we have all of our banks in Montgomery County are MAC members. And so I touched base with them last week to find out, you know, what did the PPP, what happened in our county? And some of our banks are regional banks, so we can't just narrow it down to Montgomery County for those three. But for a majority of all the banks, we found out that we had over 1,200 PPP loans were submitted. to the SBA, and we had $172 million came to the Southeast Kansas region. So, of course, like I said, three banks are regional, but that is phenomenal news. So Montgomery County businesses got funding.
Yeah, basically helping us, you know, stay with it. You know, we're almost at the light of the tunnel. Of course, still got some ways to go, but it looks like things are going to be relatively the same.
Yes.
As when we went into this whole pandemic situation.
I would like to think so. I mean, we're hearing from businesses both large and small. I mean, there's going to be lasting impacts. I think that we probably are all going to come out of this a bit of a germaphobe, mm-hmm. which means our companies are going to have to look at workforce solutions that they hadn't thought of before, making sure that their stations are socially distanced, making sure that we have a little extra vigilance on that. And that probably will have some costs to it. However, I've seen more innovation coming from our industries and small businesses than I have in the last 5 years. It's really, truly phenomenal, the work that's happening in our businesses.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, you know, you said everybody might come out of this just a little bit germophobic. Well, that certainly might help as well, because, you know, it's going to help a lot of businesses, you know, realize maybe we need to be just a little bit more clean in case something like this pops up in the future.
I just think that it means that our businesses... And even before this happened, workforce and our employees are our number one priority, and they're also the number one need. Over the past 5 years, we've seen that getting employees and quality employees into the workforce is one of the hardest things that our employers have to do, and that's not just Montgomery County, it's nationwide. And this really has added to that, of our employees are our most critical part of our business, and we must take care of them. And so I'm really excited to see that... the positive side of this, I think, is that our employees working collaboratively with their employers to really foster a team environment, and that's what we're really seeing.
Yeah, truly, a business cannot run without its employees.
Yes.
And so, of course, I think that's really all we have, unless you have something else that you would like to add here at the tail end of our talk today about anything you might know going on in the Montgomery County at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about a few other things. We have some funds available still for small businesses, for very small businesses, for five employees or less. We have CDBG funds with Montgomery County that are available. I think I've got about $25,000 left to fund. It's $5,000 loans, 3-year term loans. But they work really well for businesses with five employees or less. One of the other things I forgot to mention on the EIDL, agriculture businesses are now allowed to apply for that too. So before, with both programs, mm-hmm. neither one of those allowed agriculture businesses to apply. I wanted to make sure people knew about that. And then one of the other things I wanted to say was that our hospitals, CRMC, Labette Health, Wilson Medical, all of our area hospitals are working tirelessly. And we're so grateful for all of their support right now. We're seeing just an overflow of support for our hospitals and medical care providers. But then also I wanted to give a shout out to our home health care and our long-term care services like Windsor and mm-hmm. Medical Lodges. They're doing outstanding work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This community has really kind of come together here in this moment, kind of everybody working super, super hard. And I've definitely seen it going around the community. I'm sure everybody else has as well. But once again, Tricia Purdon from the Montgomery County Action Council stopping by, sharing with us once again the PPP and the EIDL. Once again, funds have been added to those I don't know what to call them.
Loan programs.
There we go. And of course, you are welcome to apply or just check in with your banker on that. But once again, thank you so much, Tricia, for stopping by, and we'll hope to see you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So we will go ahead and send it on over. Got a list of closings and cancellations related to the COVID-19 outbreak on the way. Of course, we'll also get a weather forecast in there from News on 6 meteorologist Alan Crone. But stick around. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KDGF.